This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And if you like,
again, 7 minutes after the hour. How do you do? Are you doing well? Are you feeling well? Are things going the way you'd like them to already today? Let me help you, not me, all of us help you in the DJV experience, help you move it along, solve your problems. I just did, Jennifer and Victoria sent an email to a fellow who I get a lot of business from, one of the agencies that advertise on this program. We're having a little kerfluffle. Is that right? Kerfluffle, is that the right word?
Kerfuffle.
Mm-hmm. Kerfuffle, without the L. With this agency about something that they promised to do and then they didn't, and they want to blame me. So I just said, it's up to you. Solve the problem. We'll be the good guys here, even if I lose thousands of dollars for me, but I'm not about to put this guy in the middle because somebody else who can't do his job is going to blame us. It brings me around to all the people who waste so much time and energy blaming others for what's going on. I have a sign in my office at home, fix the problem, not the blame. Because when you blame other people, you give your power away. It's by telling somebody that person is responsible for this part of my life, then you're out of control. You're in charge of your life. You give the power away when you start blaming somebody else. And I certainly am not going to do that. And I hope you aren't going to do it. All of us who have, it's harder. Victoria is working with herself in her own circumstance. But Jennifer's working with her dad in a company that, in the responsibility quotient, and I do as well here. You have to keep everything afloat. You got to know what's going on. You've got to be responsible. You can't blame other people. And it's almost like a disease because people don't want to take responsibility. And they always point the finger, not always, but too often point to. And I want to know if that's what you, I'm asking, this is a reflective question for those of you who have things that are going not particularly well in some sectors of your life, some segments of your life, and you are prone to blame somebody else. Look in the mirror. And even if you are blaming, and maybe even somebody else could be at fault, but take the responsibility to fix the problem yourself, and you'll feel much better about it. I know I do. I don't like the blame game. Is just, it's like a dead-end street, man. Oof.
That's an exercise in futility.
It really is.
I mean, yeah.
It doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
Nah, doesn't do a thing. Good news from the Federal Reserve, otherwise known as the Fed. There is, as I look around at interest rates and what the impact has been, you know, a lot of people worry whenever the interest rate has been flat for how long, 18 years or something, or certainly since 2008, the interest rate has been flat. And so it has helped the economy grow. And right now, if you live where I do and Jennifer does on the West Coast or on the East Coast, and even places in between where there's a lot of gentrification going on, New Orleans, another example of that, St. Louis to a point, most of the areas of the country where there's a fairly large population are seeing the resurgence in listings. And as it turns out, there are not enough homes still. There's a 20% lack. Now, that's a big number. That is 20% of the people who are looking for a home can't find what they want or what they need or they can afford. 20%. That's a huge number when you look at it. So, and the reason is because we have a lot of these companies that are very successful, people being paid well, and it's affecting the value of homes. I've seen it here in California, where I lived for how many years? Since 2001, I've had a house on the beach, two different houses. I couldn't buy either one of them today. And the same is true with a lot of others. It was very interesting. I went by my old house over in down in the canyon Jennifer, you know where I live, right on the Pacific Palisades, right on the ocean there.
I was never invited over, but I've heard about it.
No.
Yes.
All right, well, anyway. So it's a little bungalow. I love the bungalow. It was a wonderful little place for me. Terrible location, as it turned out, after a while. It was just crazy bad. But the house itself was really cool. And so I went by the other night to see who had moved in. And I, there's a little Volkswagen, sort of one of those old Volkswagen character cars in the driveway. And I, somebody's walking out of the house, and I said, "Hi, how are you?" And he says, "I'm fine. Who are you?" I said, "I used to live here." And he said, "Oh, that's a cool place, man." And this kid's 24, 25 years old. I'm guessing by looking at him that he is someone that's absolutely in the business in some way, shape, or form, because this is a, if there's ever been an example of a company town, Los Angeles is a company town. Everybody's got tentacles into the entertainment business, connected somehow, lawyers, tax people, whoever it is, anybody, they're all affected and interested in what's going on in the business. This guy is a writer, or some way he's connected, because he paid a lot of money for a 24-year-old to be able to buy the house. And so I'm looking around at some of the other places that are for sale there, and then I look. I talked to my real estate friend who says that the value of things have, since the improvement began, 20%, 25%, 30%, 40% wow, in the last 3 or 4 years in terms of value here. Now, even this is a hot market, but you go pretty much any place. And when you understand that there are 20, that out of 100 people, 20 people, 100 people looking for a home, 20 people can't find what they want. Now, that is a, that's dramatically good for the housing market, and the housing market is what drives the economy. So that's why you see as much, you look at the markets themselves, and then you understand what's going on, and the car business is great, all businesses are great, and then there are those who would say, well, look out, there's another recession coming, because they come every X number of years. I don't know how often they come, but they do come with regularity. And it usually happens after the housing market gets so hot that people can't afford the homes. But the problem that's different here is that there are people that can't find what they want. And, you know, I wonder what the heck these people are doing. They have a place to live, but they don't live where they want to live. And, Jennifer, you're probably a pretty good example of that. I think, actually, both of you, I maybe all three of you are. You're not, Victoria, you're not in a place that you really want to be in. And I think that...
Oh, I love... Parents, no, no. Well, no, I love my apartment. We're fighting to keep it. Yeah, no, I love where we are, actually.
No. Okay.
Well, I mean, we don't own. We're renters. It would be better if we owned it, but, you know, that's not an option right now for us.
Yeah.
I'll be your example. I love my house. I wish I could pick it up, and I wish I could take it and the memories somewhere else. Absolutely.
Yep. I'm with you. With that little house down on Entrada, I would have liked to have moved it someplace else. I'm with you on that one. Yeah. But you can't. So what do? You look around and you try to find. But the point here is that it's very good news. Don't let people tell you that the economy is shaky and that Trump's going to screw everything up. Because, like it or not, although there's an attitude associated with Trump, and the business people like him, and that probably that stabilizes the market somewhat, the market really doesn't have anything to do with Trump. It has to do with where the housing market is and how either good or bad it is. So if you want to have confidence and feel good about where the economy is growing, just keep in the back of your mind that number I just gave you. 20% of the people who are looking for a home can't find what they want. That is the key to everything. The rest of it is all just baloney. It really is.
Well, and I have a friend who's a very successful real estate person here in New York City where I live, and he's been telling me for the last 18 months, almost 2 years even, that that obviously the economy is not nearly as bad as anyone thinks, because New York City is always the first, one of the first cities to really bounce back after a recession, and prices are just through the roof right now. To buy anything in New York City, it's so expensive, way, way more expensive than it was 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy expensive.
Which is good for him, because he's making a lot of money. But, you know, if you want to buy, this is not the right time.
Well, it is if it's what...
Well, in the rest of the country, it is.
Yeah,
but in New York City,
in
New York City, unless you have a ton of money and, like, you just don't care, it's not really the time to get a bargain in New York.
Yep. All right. I was just looking at the results of NASCAR. We don't talk much about NASCAR, although, Jennifer, you kind of like it. I don't know whether you do, Victoria, or not. Like...
I do
NASCAR,
not.
You, no.
I mean, I don't dislike it. I just don't watch it. I don't pay attention to it.
I don't either, but it's so... And the fact that the Furious movie's coming out this weekend, what's it called?
Fast and Furious.
Fate of the... No.
Part 422, I think.
Yeah.
The Fate of
I
the
do
Furious
want to see that movie, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I've never seen one of them.
Haven't you?
I only saw the first one, I think. And then, but this one looks really interesting because I really love the cast.
Well... I've seen them all, and they're all the same. They're what you expect when I go to a formula movie,
formula
a movie.
Right.
It's what you know what you are going to get when you walk into the theater. You go to Mission Impossible, any one of the formula movies, Indiana Jones, Star Wars, Star Trek, whatever it is. There's a formula, and that's what people like, and that's what they expect. And if the people are good, there are 27 James Bond movies, I think, or 28. Now, these people understand perfectly how to give the audience what it wants. Otherwise, they wouldn't have kept this franchise going. And the same is true for some of the other. This is the 8th Fast and Furious movie, and they bring in Clint Eastwood's son to replace Paul Walker, as that he looks like him and he's got that same sort of attitude. And there's been this rumor floating around that The Rock doesn't like Diesel, and Diesel doesn't like The Rock, and all that stuff. Well, that's just PR, or it isn't. They were all over the entertainment shows yesterday because of this rumor.
The feud.
The feud, so to speak. And so that's fueling interest in NASCAR. NASCAR is always popular, but seems to be fueling more interest in NASCAR. And I just wondered... what's going on the circuit that seems to... I've just looked at some of the trending things in various of the social media, and NASCAR seems to be on the top of it. Anybody know why? No.
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 Huh? Yeah.
But you're right, though. There always seems to be some sort of a feud between two drivers.
Yeah.
Someone cut someone off or whatever. Right.
They don't like the
something
way they were positioning. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so I just wondered about that, whether you were following it or you weren't. The comparisons to... Let's do a TV report here. Comparison as the House of Cards gets... When does it come back? I think it's next month, right? House of Cards 5th season. And the focus on the presidential... realities of Trump versus the realities of the fake president, Frank Underwood. Kevin Spacey plays him. And if you haven't ever seen this, or you haven't done any Netflix, what do they call it, when you watch binge watching, this is worth it. It's really a good show. It's coming back. I was just looking at these people who continue to write stories about how Trump is just like Frank Underwood, or Frank Underwood is just like Trump, or Frank Underwood is supposed to be Bill Clinton, or whoever it is. It just gives you an idea of how sleazy Washington politics is, generally speaking. That really is very interesting.
Well, it's kind of interesting. Eric Trump is trending on Twitter right now because he gave an interview to the Telegraph in the UK saying that he thinks Ivanka was the one behind influencing their dad to strike in Syria because of the children.
It was Jared Kushner, I think, is the one that's taking it. It's really interesting to see how things are playing out, because Steve Bannon has sort of separated from Jared Kushner, and Bannon's pushing to do the America First thing and let's not get involved with other affairs, and Jared Kushner's acting more of a globalist. So they're saying there's a bit of a rift going on in the White House.
But it's interesting that Eric commented saying Ivanka was the one who used her influence, saying, you know, she's a mother of three, saying this is horrible stuff, like something needs to be done.
Yeah. All right, Jen, what's on tonight that's good?
Tonight is, I don't know, I'm not ready.
Nice going.
Hold on, I'm going to tell you what's on
trial
tonight. We've got Dancing
NBC
with Stars.
Trial and error.
I was so busy thinking about Ivanka. Hold on, I've got it. American Housewife is new tonight on NBC at 8:30. It's one of my favorite new sitcoms of the season. Prison Break. Fox is redoing Prison Break. That is back and new at Fox on 9. At 9, Brooklyn Nine-Nine also starting things off in that block. Fox at 8 o'clock. And you've got Dancing with the Stars and The Voice as well, rounding things out.
21 after the hour.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have a Billy Joel concert, shall we? Why not? 23 and change, almost 24 after the hour. This is our music focus in this hour. The star is Billy Joel, who was at Nassau Coliseum, the best choice to open up the newly renovated Veterans Memorial Coliseum. They spent $250 million, Victoria, rebuilding this Coliseum. So the arena, I think, what, 2 years has been closed now.
Yep.
It's on Long Island. And so now
He closed it.
In August of 2015. He did 31 songs and had appearances from Joan Jett, Kevin James, Leah Remini, who was King of Queens.
Yeah.
And they pulled this whole thing off. So now he opens up the Coliseum after the renovation. He's 67 years old, and he's still out on the road 3-4 nights a week, but he makes tons of dough.
Oh, yeah.
Doing his...
Yeah, his days of being bankrupt are over.
Well, but...
Remember when his manager stole all of his money and he was bankrupt?
Yeah. That's why he started doing this, so he had money.
His residency at the Garden, too. He's good for dough now.
Yeah. And he has about 30 to 40 songs that everybody knows, and that's what they want to hear, and he delivers. That's all he plays. The same. He's not like Bruce Springsteen. I don't think there are many deep cuts in any of his appearances. I saw him at Fenway Park. We went to see him 2 years ago and has pretty good seats. And it was a good show. It was it was the first time I think I've ever had a concert at Fenway Park that I've gone to. The prices of the tickets are crazy stupid, but I thought we'd have a good time, and we did. But he gets it. And you get that he gets it. There were security lines at every door, 80 security guards at every door.
No, 80 people waiting online. This was trending locally here in New York.
Really?
This was a disaster. I mean, people love the concert, but right. Nassau Coliseum really messed this up.
Well, the
they
lines
had 80
for beer.
People on each line.
Yeah, right. So that's the way he plays it.
The concession lines were out of control. People missed part of the concert. They were tweeting about it. It was a mess.
Yeah, well, but it didn't do his reputation any damage. No harm done there.
Yeah.
Let's see. Billy Joel said the place sounds a lot better than the old Coliseum. There's a lot more ambience in it. I don't know how you do that in an outdoor theater, though. What do you do?
Oh, it's indoors.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah. It's indoors.
I thought it was a big outdoor theater for some reason.
No, it's where the Islanders used to play, and they left because it was just too old and kind of falling apart.
Yeah.
So they redid it just for concerts now.
Really? So they're not going to do anything else there but concerts?
No. The rumor is maybe the Islanders will go back, but I doubt it.
So how long does it take to get out to this, the Veterans Memorial? We go out the
from New York City
by LaGuardia.
It's the Long Island Expressway.
Way?
Yeah, you go past LaGuardia, so it's probably 45 minutes.
So it's out further than JFK, in the center of the island, more or less? Yeah, okay. Well, it's interesting to see who's there. Billy told the audience, first time I was here 40 years ago.
Wow.
He said, it's an honor to be doing this tonight. Thanks for coming with all the traffic BS. We're going to try and do a sampling of all the albums from all of the years. And
he's got a lot of albums to sample.
Oh, man. certainly has a great trail. And he understands how to make a crowd like him, and he's bouncing around the piano and smiling and talking up his young wife and stuff like that. So he makes it. It's a good show, an expensive show.
Yeah.
28 past the hour here on the DJB Experience.
Speed Queen washers and dryers with a long history of use in laundromats and hospitals. Come with an industry-leading 5-year warranty. How can we offer a warranty of such length? Because we're assuming you'll never need to use it. Not with Speed Queen's sturdy construction and commercial quality metal components. So, enjoy your Speed Queen for 25 years. Unless you're washing bricks or drying bowling balls, which will almost certainly void the warranty. Visit us at speedqueen.com.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay, judges. That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Imagine yourself on a boat drifting on the cool, clear water. You haven't a care in the world because the boat is protected by Progressive. You are the skipper of the SS Feelgood, and you're setting sail for Happy Town, where you're the mayor skipper. Long may he reign.
Put your mind at ease. Protect your boat with insurance from Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The hour now is the DJV experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. The DJV experience has a special telephone line that would be nice for you to call. This is a fun thing. We're focused on your opinion. Every week there's a different issue that we feel is important. And then once you have voted, we'll give you some very special offers that'll be on the other end of this phone line, which is 800-282-2333. 800-282-2333. The question this week, with all of the religious holidays going on this time of year, do you make spending time with your family a priority? The holidays bring you together, in other words. You'll hit 1 for yes or press 2 for no. 800-282-2333. So if the religious holidays, like Passover started last night, continues until, I think, the weekend, isn't it? How many nights is there? How many days is Passover? Do you remember?
I don't know. I went to my first real Passover Seder last night.
Yeah.
And
how was the experience?
It was wonderful. My friends are from Israel, and we had half the table were a bunch of Goyas, and the other half were Israelis, and it was really informative. It was fun. Uh-huh. We all participated and read and ate, and it was just it went very long, but it was wonderful. And it was up on a rooftop in Harlem. They overlook Columbia University. It was just gorgeous. It was a really, really wonderful experience.
And the situation up there, I will tell you, because I've had some friends over the years who were in circumstances, they lived in places like that. It is so far above the city. It is so calm. Mm-hmm. You can sit there. If you are worried about things that have happened to you through the course of the day, if you and you're feeling anxious, you go up to one of those places and you just sit and look around. The tension that you felt just...
And to be on a rooftop, and it was about 70 degrees last night, and
great.
You can see all the buildings are, the cityscape, as we call it, is a lot lower, so there's really nothing that's impeding your view, and you can see the George Washington Bridge and the river, and Columbia University is, I forgot how beautiful it really is, I haven't been up there in a long time, so they just bought their place up there, and it's a neighborhood that is really blowing up. I mean,
another one
gentrification.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Every
totally.
Area in New York is being rebuilt.
Yeah,
and people are making an awful lot of money selling some of that stuff up there that was questionable, shall we say.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody wants to be in New York. They want to be in L.A. And they want, I mean, the property, I'm in this Bel Air section, sort of a gated community part of, on one side of us is Beverly Hills. The other side is Santa Monica. And Hollywood is on the other side. So we're sort of in this, it's a hill. And some of the homes that are in here have been, you know, when I think Aaron Spelling was the first one to come in here and build a fabulously crazy house into the side of the hill that at the time was $40, $50 million. Wow. Now there's a house that's right up from me that is, I'm told by my real estate pal, cost them about $40 to $50 million to build it. And they've got it on the market for $290 million.
Oh,
and some they've been offered $190 million for it, and they didn't take it. So,
wow.
How
that's
stupid.
That's insane.
It really is. It's
that
crazy
must be
stuff.
One of the most expensive properties in the world.
It is. Remember, I think I talked about it a month or so ago when it first went on the market. It is, and there are houses being built above it and around it and behind it. But this thing looks like a hotel. And it has like 18 bedrooms and 24 bathrooms and just the stuff that some guy who's crazy rich in the Middle East, an oil guy or a Russian, that's who comes in and buy these things. There's no Americans own these things. It's all people from out of the country.
There's a big Persian community out there, too.
Yes, there is now. Yep, developing a very big Persian community.
Yeah.
The Trump administration is being, I don't want to say attacked, but there's a focus in the Washington Post today that I thought would be interesting just to look at for a moment because it reflects what I said. And I don't like to be one of these people who says, oh, that would be so smart. But I have instincts. And when I look at Donald Trump and see what he's come from, what he's done, how he's done it, and I look at some of these clowns that he's put into these various positions to accommodate not his own thinking, but the thinking of those who he wants to pay back for helping him get where he is. So he let Mike Pence set the agenda and bring in people like Bannon, who is out. And I said at the time, when everybody's getting all worked up about this guy, he will not last. And there are others who are there. So the Washington Post is happy to tell you that the White House is the task now is to try to keep the whole group from unraveling. But that's Trump's style. Somebody comes in, or some buddies, groups come in, and they either perform or they don't. And in 3 or 4 months, if they haven't done what makes Trump comfortable, he'll throw them out. And Bannon's gone. KT McFarland is down now as the Deputy National Security Advisor. She is a story in Bloomberg this morning. Wasn't she on Fox? Isn't that the person?
She was on Fox.
Mm-hmm. She was on Fox, right?
Yeah.
And then for whatever the reason, Bannon wanted her there. And so they made a big deal about how they're going to have somebody from Fox on the inside. And as I said at the time, this will not last. These people are not going to make it. And I think you're going to see, I think some of these secretaries, I don't think Rex Tillerson's going to last a year. I'd be very surprised.
Really?
Not at all.
No. Do you think it's because he disagrees with Trump or because he, what do you think the reason will be?
I think, I'm not sure what you're going to find good reasons or you're going to find external reasons, but because Jared Kushner and Trump's daughter are so influential in what's going on there. Kushner went to Iraq last week.
Yeah.
That should, instead of sending somebody to the State Department, he was sent to try to see what's going on and assess it and figure out what the next move is. Now, I don't even know much about his background, frankly. I don't know what he's done.
Well, he's been in business, in the family business.
Yeah, he's been in the family business. Trump
for a while. They're very successful family. And he apparently reluctantly had to sort of take over the family business when his father went to jail. I mean, his father's... I don't mind Jared Kushner at all, and I like Ivanka, but the father is a crook. And Chris Christie is on the
outs
because he's the one who sent him to jail. But I mean, let's be honest. Like, if we're calling a spade, his father's a crook.
Yeah.
So, and that doesn't necessarily mean Jared is.
Yeah, right.
But, you know.
You're not defined by your relatives, although a lot of people
Exactly. I don't hold that against Jared at all. But, you know, the father was a crook, and Jared had to take over the business at a very young age. I think he was just out of college.
And he did a good job with it.
He's done a wonderful job, and you know, I think he's incredibly smart and competent. Yep. I think that's why he and Ivanka are a great couple. She's incredibly smart and competent.
Yeah, so, I like her a lot. So they're having an impact, and so the people who don't have the usual route, see, what Trump has done is just throw everything against the wall, and that's why I like him. I don't like some of the things. I don't like. A lot of the PI. Bannon is anathema to me. He's a dirtbag, a horrible, horrible human being, and his views are not what the public, you know, there are some who think his views are fine, but those are fringe people, and if you want to be able to get things done, you got to, and I think that's what Kushner and Ivanka, I think eventually they're going to bring him around. Whether they can get his phone away from him or not remains to be seen. But they can influence him, and I think you see them directly influence him. I think you got to give this another 4 or 5 months before it even comes into some sort of shape that may last for a few years.
Yeah.
But I just like it's just silly. It's folly. It makes for great headlines, and the news media is having a great time, and everybody wants to, you know, do Trump in. It's in the news media. You're not going to do him in. He's smarter than that. He doesn't always come across as being that smart.
He does not. And I don't like him personally, but I do think that I agree that I think that Ivanka and Jared are going to have more of an influence, and I think that that's a positive thing for everyone across the aisles.
Yeah,
I think that that's a good thing.
Yep.
I mean, I don't like I think he went a little overboard with paying people back, which speaks to the point that you had made a few minutes ago. You know, he got everybody who supported him. Everyone got a job.
Got a piece of the table.
They weren't qualified. They weren't supposed to be there.
Ridiculous.
So as that gets weeded out, I think that, you know, and the more influence Jared and Ivanka have, I can't even imagine that Steve Bannon and Ivanka could even have a conversation with each other.
No.
I mean, she's a New Yorker. I know Trump ran as a Republican, but he was a Democrat for a very long time.
Yeah.
He's given thousands of dollars to Chuck Schumer and to Hillary and to Democrats.
And
Ivanka
Hillary
was raised
on the same page.
Yeah, and Ivanka was raised as a New York City liberal woman. So and that's the liberal women, myself included, you know, she is sort of the one thing that we clung to, hoping that there would be some progress for women.
Please.
So I hope that now that she has an office and an official position, I hope she gets in there and I hope she cleans house. Because there are some wing nuts who don't belong there.
Hey, give them a while. It'll shake out. I have much more hope for these people in the administration than I actually did when they first got started because of some of this stuff. I have no use for Pence. Don't like Bannon, all that bunch that's in there that really don't reflect who Trump is, as you have just pointed out. Trump is nowhere near where they are politically. He's got some leanings, but he's been answering the call of those who got him there.
Yep.
And so now I think
it's early. I mean, did we just hit the 100-day mark?
Yes.
It's early. It's early. It feels sometimes like like an infinity, but it's
dragging
early.
This, banging around. Come on. Take a deep breath after.
Yeah, I know,
All right, so Carol was telling me that she's not having a good time sleeping. So I want her to concentrate on her on a couple of things. I'm going to send her. I sent her a website to visit, and I'm going to send her a product. But I'm also going to underscore how you are when you go to bed, Kara. I want you to think about those sheets from Parachute that you're wrapping yourself around. Think about the calmness, the serenity that they present. Just think about the best night's sleep you've ever had. And I'm going to bet that with these Parachute sheets, you can create the best night's sleep, night after night after night after night, because of the quality, because of the feel, because and that's really what it is. When you go to sleep at night, you got to have in your mind, if you want to have a peaceful night's sleep, that you're happy to be there, that you're comfortable, that it's cozy. All those things set your subconscious into a good place, and you will have a good night's sleep. And it really does begin with bedding. The bedding sets the tone. Your pillowcase, when you put your head in your pillow, and the sheet, and by the way, you got to have a good pillow and a good mattress to go with the Parachute sheets and pillowcases. You absolutely got to have a good mattress. Don't be sleeping in a junk mattress on a junk bed, because it's more important for you to get a good night's sleep than it is anything else. And you can go a long way toward getting there by visiting parachutehome.com/DJV to buy the pillowcases, the sheets. They have other things, too. They have towels. What else do they have? I forgot when I went in there and looked around, Victoria. What else do they have?
The towels are beautiful.
I saw those at the over at the store in Venice, where they have a showcase for everything.
I bet the store is gorgeous. Did it make you want to take a nap?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
I imagine they have beautiful beds.
90-90-90-90-90-90. So take a tip from us. We all have Parachute bedding, and we've been into this for 60 nights. Have any of us sent the bedding back? No.
My sheets just keep getting softer every time I wash them.
After you keep them for 2 months, if you don't like them, send them back. That's it. They give them to Habitat for Humanity. You'll like them, though. You'll keep them. You'll love them. You'll tell everybody about them. So go to parachutehome.com/DJV for the best bidding. Free shipping is yours when you use parachutehome.com/DJV. Bedding like you have never felt before.
Welcome to Staples.
Oh, Staples guy, help. I need a presentation printed fast.
Well, have no fear, Staples is here. We can print same or next day.
Wow. Oh, but my budget has me handcuffed.
Well, right now, get 20% off select print and marketing services orders, $50 or more.
Staples guy, you're my hero.
I prefer Prince Charming. You know, Prince, because of our printing.
Yep, I got it.
Now at Staples, get 20% off select print and marketing services orders, $50 or more.
Ends 4/30/17. Exclusions apply. See staples.com/spring for details.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Kriebel.
A couple stopped to pick up a carpool friend who wasn't ready yet. So they decided to drive around the block a few times while they waited. They were pulled over and discovered, with a hefty ticket, that it's against the law in their town to pass the same point in the same direction more than 3 times in 3 hours. Whether you're waiting for someone or just plain lost doesn't matter. Someone decided circling the block is a threat to public safety. But the freedom to move around as we choose is an essential American liberty. This couple didn't do anything wrong, but became victims of an unnecessary law. It's time for city councils across the country to take a new look at their laws through the lens of liberty.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Mm-hmm.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So there are probably fewer themes. I love the theme to Hawaii 5-0, the theme to Mission Impossible, the Star Wars theme, Indiana Jones, that kind of stuff, because they mean something. You hear this music and it immediately puts you in a place and you see faces and it brings you ideas. So why are we paying attention to Mission Impossible today, Chucker?
Filming on Mission Impossible 6 starring Tom Cruise just began.
Yeah.
It'll be out, I believe, next summer.
Yep. All right. So it's all, and they're all over the place. It'll take them, usually movies like that, it's 4 months to get them done, right?
Yes.
4 or 5 months?
Yep.
I figure take them that long to get a 2-hour movie. All right. Everybody, so all of
everybody
us.
Everybody from the last few is returning except actor Jeremy Renner. He's tied up doing the Hawkeye role in the Marvel comic book universe. So
really?
he was not available, so he's not going to be in this one.
Oh, that's too bad. All right. So the buzz this week is about the fate of the Furious. So let's talk about this feud.
Sure.
Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here on Movie Moments.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-503-7639. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-503-7639. Lou is one of you, and will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-503-7639. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Call Term Provider, speak with Big Lou, and save on term life. Call 800-503-7639. 800-503-7639.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for loving your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. For a super productive space, laundry rooms should be organized to keep items used often close at hand. Wall cabinets with wire baskets below are great to store detergents, dryer sheets, and cleaning supplies. Wall-mounted brackets for irons or ironing boards can clear up counters for your folding space. Add shelves to unused corners, and you've got space for storage baskets to hold everything else. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
All right, 56 past the hour. So every single one of those entertainment nightly shows is focused on The Rock and Vin Diesel, whether they like each other, whether they don't like each other. Johnson said you have different philosophies. People have different fundamental ways of doing things. He says, I wasn't acting. I was furious during the filming of this movie. And so one, Vin Diesel says, oh, he's my best friend. I love him. Uncle Dwayne, my kids call him that.
No matter what's going on, it's good publicity for the for the film. But, you know, a lot of people speculated. I guess the feud between Dwayne Johnson and Vin Diesel, if it is true, has something to do with the fact that Dwayne Johnson was upset with the fact that Vin Diesel was showing up on set late almost every day when the cast and crew were all on time ready to go. And this guy's walking late. So there was bad blood reportedly between the two. Or it's a complete hoax. And it was being staged for a wrestling event because Dwayne Johnson's still involved to some extent with Vince McMahon's WWE. They could have been a main event at WrestleMania, but WrestleMania was two Sundays ago. So I'm going to lean to our decide of there might be something to the fact that he was showing up late and Dwayne Johnson had an issue with that.
But they got two more of these at least in the can. Then I'm in the can. They're going to do two more of them together
with this cast. But let's be honest, we both know if they continue to make a lot of money worldwide, they'll just keep going with this huge
money. This is a $500 million movie every time they do it.
Actually, the last few have made $1 billion.
Worldwide. These guys are not going anywhere. And there's got to be an instant 20 or 25 mil in it for both of them, if not participation at the other end. So,
almost everything Vin Diesel's touched in terms of action outside the series is not done very well, especially here in the U.S. So he really does need that franchise. Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson doesn't, although it's really catapulted him. He had another project with Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson announced, Doug. He's going to do a live-action version of the Disney theme park ride Jungle Cruise. I don't know how they're going to turn that into a movie. But this is a guy that's literally attached. He's literally attached to, I would say,
11 different
major projects right now. It's incredible.
One of the news,
family members of Carrie Fisher reportedly giving Disney the blessing to do CGI likeness of her as Princess Leia if they choose to go that route.
Yep, I think it's a smart move. All right, Chucker, good job as usual. 59 past the hour.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.